This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is the Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. The telephone number, if you would like to call in and talk about whatever's on your mind, is 603-283-6160. We've got a couple calls on hold right now, so if you get the busy tone, please keep trying. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And it's Ian.
And let's just go ahead and bring Scott back on the line. So, Scott, you were calling because you had something to say about Memorial Day.
Yes, I do. I thank our vets that have fought for our country. I don't have qualms with them. They were following orders. I have qualms with our politicians.
Why don't you have qualms with people who follow orders from the politicians that you hate?
That's a good point. That's a legitimate point. I know what you're saying, that they're sheep, that fought. Hypothetically, you're right. If everyone said, if there was a war, and like for Vietnam, and everyone in Vietnam during that era said, no, hell with the U.S. government, we're not going, they wouldn't be able to conduct the war, would they?
That's correct, yeah.
That's a fact. I mean,
so I guess
just
I,
following
I guess
orders
I,
to kill
I,
is
I,
not...
I guess I did contradict myself. Let me rephrase that. They fought for a government that was not worthy of their sacrifice.
That's true.
For a government that was not worthy of their sacrifice. And I want to just harp on Iraq and Afghanistan. We have spent trillions, not billions, trillions of dollars. It's been a fiasco, a disaster, just like Vietnam was a disaster.
Sure.
And also thousands of American soldiers dead. Thousands more serious amputees.
I think it's sad. My
feeling isn't gratitude. It's pity.
It's pity. Yeah. I don't hate them. I think it's sad, and I feel sorry that so many people have been duped into believing that following orders from a bunch of lying scumbags like politicians is somehow an honorable thing to do. It's not.
No, it's not. Yeah. Not on any level. And also, let us not forget that we didn't pay for anything. They took the money. They took the money to pay for it.
Sure.
They took the money, and then they saddled it upon the unborn because they couldn't come up with enough money to actually do the kind of horrific wars that they wanted to do. They had to go into debt to do it. And so that means that the unborn were immediately put into debt, and folks are still paying that off today. In fact, it is said that the income tax is barely enough to pay just the interest on the debt that the United States owes to the Federal Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I just want to follow up by saying in Iraq and Afghanistan, why were we there? We were there in large part because of AIPAC.
I was never there.
The American Israel Public Affairs Committee. Not you, but it's a powerful Jewish lobby, and let's be honest, they force our congressmen and senators to vote Israel. Otherwise, these congressmen and senators who are cowardly scumbags will just
well, believe it or not, Scott. While it is a travesty, not everything has to do with Israel. I mean, a big part of why the United States military was there was because if they do not maintain a dominating presence in the majority of the oil reservoirs, then their dollar becomes worth exactly what it's actually worth.
That's true. That is true. But Israel does play a role in the sense that we are in the Middle East because of tremendous. Don't underestimate the power of AIPAC. They wield tremendous power.
I'm in the Northeast. I don't know where you are.
Say that again.
Well, we're over there.
I'm not
over there. You're not over there.
No,
so
I mean,
which
what
we?
I meant is, I mean the U.S. Armed Forces, but Biden is pulling them out September 11th, which, by the way, is 20 years to the day. Two decades we've been there. We were in Vietnam 2 decades, and the common denominator, gentlemen, for both wars. Both total fiascos, total disasters, which, by the way, also caused our tremendous deficits to balloon, because if you adjust inflation to the Vietnam War, it was not billions, it was trillions. and now trillions added to Iraq and Afghanistan has just destroyed the U.S. economy. But I there is good news, and this
sure helped Raytheon, though.
Yeah, this is good news for Ian. Ian, I know that the U.S. government hurt you. I understand that. But this is the U.S. government is on borrowed time, Ian, and the same is for. What's the other fellow's name?
Nobody.
It's nobody. That's being persecuted by the U.S. government. The U.S. government, gentlemen, it's not a matter of if it will collapse. It's only when it will collapse.
Well, they've got all kinds of tricks up their sleeves.
Yeah, hey, thanks for the call tonight, Scott.
I think he's right on about that. It is not a matter of if, it is a matter of when how.
But they have all kinds of ways of making it take longer. People have been saying for decades, it's going to collapse right around the corner. No, we're still waiting.
Oh, it's not around the corner yet, but it is heading that direction.
What's more important than any specific state or government collapsing is that the idea that government is a good idea disappears. That's more important because
otherwise one will replace
it. It's just a never-ending cycle of horror and death and destruction across the board. It's this idea that you can coerce people into doing things and that some of us have more rights than others and are able to tell you how to live your life and to extract money from you at their whim just so that they can perform these actions of war.
Well, and that's why it's up to us how it collapses, because it is collapsing. Make no mistake, we're in the death throes of an empire. But if we can sculpt the death of this empire in such a way where we can use things like cryptocurrency and some of the other decentralizing technologies to avoid getting back in this trap.
Agreed. Let's go to, we've got Terry calling from Washington. Terry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. Hey, Tom, I have a question that's kind of twofold. I'm completely ignorant on cryptocurrencies, for one. But my question is, as far as cryptocurrencies go, if there's an attack on our infrastructure, understanding the little bit that I know about cryptocurrencies is it's all digital.
Mm-hmm.
If there's an attack on our cryptocurrency, where's the protection? And the second part of my question is, what happened to you guys on March 16th and why?
Well, let's address the first part of your question first.
You really can't attack cryptocurrency directly because it's cryptographically secure, but I think what you meant was if there's an attack on the Internet and, like, the Internet shut down, is that what you meant?
Yeah, you were saying the infrastructure of America?
Right. If I can't access the cryptocurrency like I can, say, if I have gold or silver in my palm.
Yeah.
If I can't access that infrastructure, if I can't access the Internet to get access to those funds,
yeah, that's a problem.
What happens? What is the protection there?
Well, it's the same situation as having a bank account. If the American Internet somehow, which I doubt, if it somehow goes down, you won't be able to access your bank account either. But as compared to gold and silver, that will be more useful than dollars or crypto in that situation.
Yeah.
Although I would have to point out, honestly, in the extremely unlikely circumstance that occurs, you're probably better off having smokeless powder.
Well, and the other thing, the lesson that I hope everybody learns from cryptocurrency, that's a very... Hang on. Yeah, hang on, Terry. The lesson that I hope everybody learns here, Terry, from cryptocurrency is that you'll notice that there's not just Bitcoin. That Bitcoin is the top dog right now, but there's hundreds, maybe thousands of other cryptocurrencies. So to your point, the idea that most people have that you should just have one currency is antique. It's going the way of the dodo. It's an antique notion. You should have some cryptocurrency. You should have some gold. You should have some silver. You should have some, whatever state currency, whatever country you happen to live in, right, until that goes away.
Diversify,
because in an actual free and open society of people who do business according to the non-aggression principle, that is to say everything is voluntary, there will be a market for multiple currencies. So
okay.
Can you hang on for a minute, because we want to answer the second part of your question.
Also,
once the internet comes back on, once the internet comes back online, your crypto's still there. It doesn't go away.
Exactly.
So. 603-283-6160. We'll talk more about cryptocurrency and the Crypto Six coming up on Free Talk Live.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. the live call-in radio station where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about anything that's on your mind. We've got a couple calls holding, so if you're trying to get on the air, please keep trying if you're getting a busy signal. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Peakless Mountaineer.
It's Ian.
And we do have a caller that we held over from the previous segment, and we'll get right back to Terry in a minute, but this is actually relevant to his question, and that is Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go to the website now and click on Get Started right at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to be ignorant of this important and world-changing information. If you are already a knowledgeable crypto user, you can go to news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a very slick and very easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com. Let's bring Terry back on the line with us. Terry, are you with us?
Yeah, I sure am. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So the second part of your question...
I don't want to go to the second part yet. He had the first part of the question was about cryptocurrency and what happens if the Internet gets shut down, like, say, by an act of government or, you know, maybe not an act of government.
Solar flare or something. Whatever. Yeah.
From Russia, China.
It didn't happen. What happens? What do you do? Well, as you guys pointed out, have some diversity. Have some gold and silver. Have some alternatives, some ammunition or whatever else, toilet paper, whatever else you think is going to be valuable in that circumstance. I like the gold-back, personally. I'm a huge fan of what the Utah gold-back people have come out with. There's now the New Hampshire gold-back,
and the Nevada
gold-back. Mm-hmm. I believe they're working on Wyoming. I don't know what the status of that one is. But it's a really beautiful, useful piece of gold because right now, you know, there's not much you can do with even a tenth of an ounce of gold. It's very, very hard to use gold to purchase things because it's valuable, very, very valuable. But the gold backs are available as small as 1/1,000th of an ounce of gold. So we're talking about, what, $3 or $4 worth of gold there. And it is very, very useful, very, very pretty, very attractive. Everybody wants to know about it. You pull out these gold backs in front of people, they're going to ask you questions about it. They're going to be attracted to it because, well, people like gold.
Yeah.
And so I think they make a nice, like, crypto, gold, crypto, silver, whatever. You know, crypto and precious metals are a perfect combo. Actually, they're
real,
like,
complimentary.
Yeah, yeah. Very complimentary.
I spend and accept both of them.
Exactly. And so, for instance, with cryptocurrency, you can easily send value across an ocean, you know, across the world in basically an instant. And, you know, no government, no bank is involved. So there's really valuable reasons to use cryptocurrency. It's a lot harder to send gold to somebody. But if I'm in person in a place like, say, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, where internet is spotty at best, and you know, I can't use cryptocurrency, I can easily pull a gold back out of my wallet and buy almost anything on the campground. At least that was the case last year. I don't know what it's going to be like this year because people value gold as well. So I mean, they have complimentary purposes.
My guess is that it's going to be just as easy to spend it, but the prices might have changed because people are probably more motivated to get gold.
Maybe so.
Yeah. Go ahead, Terry. You had some additional thoughts.
Well, it was just they've got them in like small credit cards and little pieces that you can cut off, break off, that kind of thing too. Yeah.
That's a little different.
They do, but those are easy to lose. Like, if you've got have you ever seen a gram of gold? I mean, those are very, very small, and you know, it wouldn't be hard to just have that fall out of your wallet or your pocket.
And I think what he was pointing at is a lot of times they'll take a small chunk of gold and they'll suspend it in a little card that's like credit card size, just for that purpose, to make it easier to hold on to.
Well, the other thing I want to point out about gold backs while we're talking about it is that with cryptocurrency, it has been sort of an uphill challenge because the technology isn't fully developed for people, businesses, that is, to accept cryptocurrency. Now, there's been some headway made. There's a few companies now that are competing with each other and trying to make that happen. But with goldbacks, if you just go to like a restaurant or a gas station or a bar or something, oftentimes you can trade, just show people what the goldback is, you know, maybe have them browse it on their phone or your phone or whatever. Mm-hmm. You can often trade that to a person directly, and they will then turn around and purchase the thing for you as sort of a person-to-person exchange, whereas you couldn't really do that with cryptocurrency very easily, because the goldback is a tangible good that you can hold in your hand, you can feel it, you can see it, and it is beautiful.
There's a lot more explaining you have to do with cryptocurrency. Usually, you know, you pull out a goldback and you're like, this is what it's worth, you can check it online, boom, done, you know. Sales over.
Yeah, there's people who have gone to bars and been like, you know, I had two beers. Okay, well, that's, you know, $8 or whatever. Like, well, you take three goldbacks and, you know, call that your tip. And they're like, well, yeah, I guess I can cover the tab and then I'll take your goldbacks because these are neat. Right? Those kinds of things happen rather regularly.
There's a taco place here in New Hampshire that just takes goldbacks. There's a barbecue place that takes goldbacks. Yes. They're not, no one's covering anything.
Oh,
you can get to question two now if you want.
My second question is, what happened to you guys and why on March 16th? Because I can't understand why anybody would shut down a free speech movement in any way, shape, or form. And that bothers me.
Well, you mean you can't understand why they would do it or why they would get away with it?
Well, I don't know what happened to you guys and why.
6 a.m. explosions in my house, windows blown in multiple locations, door bashed in next door by a battering ram attached to a Bearcat, all at, you know, in the middle of the night, 10 degrees outside in the New Hampshire weather. They took us out. Luckily, they didn't shoot the dog, thank goodness. And it was just absolutely terrifying, all of this, because people were allegedly selling cryptocurrency without asking government permission. Mm-hmm. And they are charging us with so-called wire fraud, operating an unlicensed, quote-unquote, money transmitter business, and one count, in my case, of alleged money laundering, which is total BS. And so, you know, we're going with not guilty. We're going to go to court. Unfortunately, that's going to be more than a year from now. It's next October. That is the 2022 October. And I just got out of jail earlier this week. I have an ankle monitor on. I cannot talk to my main co-host, Mark Edgington, Melanie, who's one of our other co-hosts, and several other people, including all of the co-defendants in the case. So I'm highly restricted. I'm in no way at liberty, no way being treated as though I'm innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah, and the same goes for the rest of the folks who are out on bail. Ian's is a little bit more extreme, but you know, they did a bunch of damage here to the studio.
They sure did.
And you know, it was my thought that, you know, not only are they after people for, you know, doing these cryptocurrency transactions with people who voluntarily wanted to do them with their consent, but they're also after taking Free Talk Live on the air. But they can't do that overtly. So, like, kind of a secondary mission of theirs was to affect Free Talk Live, which they are doing, because the two co-founders can't talk to each other.
Oh, yeah, and one of the charges is, like, continuing operation of a financial enterprise, and that has a minimum of 10 years.
Thanks for the call. 603-283-6160.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. The White House says it will reimpose sanctions next week on Belarus following the forced diversion of a flight to the nation's capital in order to arrest an opposition journalist. The U.S. and European Union have called for the release of Roman Protasevich following his May 23rd arrest. They accused Belarus of hijacking the Ryanair flight Protasevich was on under the guise of responding to a bomb threat on the plane. A new strain of coronavirus has been identified in Vietnam. The country's health minister said Saturday the new strain is a hybrid of variants found in India and the U.K. Early lab tests suggest that the variant may be more transmissible than other strains of the virus. And the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission says that employers can mandate that their employees get vaccinated against COVID. In a statement, the agency said that federal laws do not prevent an employer from requiring employees to get vaccinated before returning to the workplace, as long as they comply with the reasonable accommodation provisions of the Americans with Disabilities Act and other employment laws. This is USA Radio News. The CDC released updated guidance for vaccinated children heading to summer camp, saying that those kids and staff who are fully vaccinated don't need to mask up. But for those who haven't gotten the shot, or for those who are too young to get one, the agency still recommends they take prevention strategies. Dr. Anand Swaminathan is an assistant professor of emergency medicine at St. Joseph Hospital and tells CBS News that the new guidance could have been a little clearer, especially for indoor situations.
If they're outdoors, kids are going to be safe in general. Unless it's a very crowded kind of setting, they can't space apart at all, it's going to be okay to go unmasked. But indoors, I think the CDC recommendations could have been a little bit clearer. It should be 100% masking indoors if you're unvaccinated. And again, for the social cues, let's just keep everybody masked indoors unless you happen to be at a camp where you know that everybody is vaccinated. Unless you're in that unique situation, it's just safer to keep everybody in their masks. If the older campers, even if they're vaccinated, they're wearing masks indoors, it's going to signal to the younger campers that this is the norm. This is what you have to do. It's that social cue that we need to maintain.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
You have to come on and listen to Free Talk Live. Yeah, you can call in and get your voice on over 200 radio stations globally on the internet and even some satellite channels by dialing 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. Real quick, I'd like to breeze through some of the comments from some of our internet folks watching us on various platforms like Vaughn Live and Twitch and what else are we on? DLive and there's a few others.
Eight of them.
I think we're still broadcasting on Facebook. We're still on YouTube, but we're being broadcast on Aria's YouTube channel instead of the Free Talk Live.
We got a bunch of strikes.
We got strikes for medical information.
Yeah,
you know that disagrees with the government's narrative. So, anyway, I just want to say somebody said, "Sweet haircut, Ian."
Hey, thanks. Bonnie did it.
She did.
She did a great job.
Somebody else just throws up some horns for the hosts here. Let's see what else. Says, thank you. I love Ian. Just tipped. Looks
hey,
like
thanks.
$9 and said, I love you, Ian. You are one sexy man beast. Much love from the Galactic Order, the Order of the Ancients, the... I can't read that word. And blah, blah, blah. So,
on the subject of your haircut, it has always kind of bothered me that, like, okay, how are people supposed to really get a fair trial when you are making them look as disheveled as possible?
Well, I mean, you can get a haircut in jail.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you can order one.
I don't know. Maybe this is just my limited experience, but pretty much every time I've seen someone go to trial, like they have, like, you know, the scraggly beard and their hair is all misshapen.
Yeah.
And it's like, how are you supposed to present? Like, you look like someone who might do something wrong at that point.
I guess. I don't think it mattered either way. I mean, they're going to do what they're going to do. I mean, in the case of Nobody, where he had a bail hearing, was it yesterday? He had a bail hearing, and I don't think it would have made any difference. He had shaved his beard off or anything like that. That judge had made up his mind in advance. He had a pre-written statement that he was reading at the end of the hearing. I guess you could say that the judge could have heard something that would have changed his mind in theory, but it didn't seem like that was likely.
Yeah, I was playing devil's advocate about that because it's possible, I guess, that like while he was listening to, you know, all the opening arguments and all the evidence, that he wrote stuff down, and then at the end,
he actually typed out a lengthy statement.
Well, I didn't see anything typed. I didn't see that what he was holding. I couldn't tell that there was a piece of paper with typed words on
maybe
it.
He wrote down.
I agree that he was reading, mm-hmm. for sure. Yeah. And my gut tells me that that was a prepared statement from before the trial
it's
even started.
It's definitely possible. I mean, I've been in a lot
hearings.
Of hearings.
Sorry, not the trial.
I've been in a lot of court hearings where a judge is like not looking at the person speaking and looking down at a notepad or something and making whatever notes or whatever they're doing, and I always feel like, hey, dude, could you listen? Could you actually, like, look at the person who's speaking so it actually looks like you're listening? And I didn't get the impression that, like, that judge seemed to be looking, you know, at who was speaking during the hearing.
Yeah.
It didn't seem like he was looking down and taking notes or, like, distractedly typing. Oh, we couldn't see his hands necessarily
during it,
but I didn't get the impression that he was writing much at all.
I didn't either. I'm just, again, I'm playing devil's advocate. My gut tells me that, you know, what you observed is what happened, but, you know, I just wanted to say that.
Definition of prejudiced.
Yeah. Yeah, indeed. Bill D says, great to see you, Ian. And Wicked Kitty says, we love you, Ian. My husband and I wear our T-shirts and Thanks. Are giving what we can. So
I appreciate that.
In the studio, it is myself, the captain.
Nicholas Mountaineer. And
I'm Ian.
And let's just go to more of your calls and thoughts. We have Vernon calling from Louisiana. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ian. Glad you're out.
Thanks.
I'm sure solitary wasn't very much fun, but I would choose that pass over being in general population myself.
Yeah, it wasn't terrible. I mean, I got a lot of reading done. I don't read very much generally, so this gave me the opportunity to catch up on the last decade.
Yeah, forced vacation.
Yeah.
So why would they dictate to you that you can't talk to Mark even though he hasn't been charged with anything? Because I thought it was only the people that were charged.
Yeah, that's a great question. I wasn't given a reason why.
Yeah,
okay. Well,
I get the impression that he is some kind of potential witness or something. But
it seems like they don't want me talking to other, people involved in the Shire Free Church, people that might be involved in financial aspects of the Shire Free Church. That's what I'm getting from, because Melanie is, for instance, the accountant for Free Talk Live. So I can't talk to her either.
So I'm with Aria on this. Like that exact behavior is what has changed her mind from this being incidentally affecting Free Talk Live to this being a targeted
Definitely.
Strike at our program.
Yep. Vernon?
So another question I had was, you said, I think you told everyone that you couldn't be on a computer a few nights ago. Does that include, like, tablets, smartphone, any kind of device that can even access the Internet
Correct.
At all?
That's right. Yeah, any Internet-enabled device I'm prohibited from using without permission from the probation officer who is my minder, basically. And if I'm going to use a thing, it has to have monitoring software installed on it.
Can you divulge how much you're spending per whatever with all of this, with all these conditions yourself?
The tracking bracelet or whatever, the tracking anklet that I have on is a location anklet, whatever you want to call that. It is $100 a month, and then for each device that tracking software will be installed on, and I have two scheduled for an install, which won't happen until next Friday. That was the soonest I could get them to make an appointment to do that. That is $30 per device, so that's $160 per month at this point.
So two last questions, and then I'll hang up. Do you think any of these bail things can be changed in the future? Like, can you request that they be re-reviewed?
It could be requested.
And maybe that changes, and then can we ever expect you to be in the first chair, or are you always going to be secondary now? Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. It can be requested. Whether or not it will be granted is obviously up to the judge in the case. And so,
permit me to voice my skepticism at that possibility.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, I'm going to keep an open mind, but we'll see. Time will tell. Yes, I can get back into the first chair, I think, once I have the ability to actually do show prep, which I would be able to do, theoretically, once I have access to some sort of internet-enabled device.
Right. So the idea is you get a device and install the monitoring software, and then you can do show prep, and then
that's right.
They can put you back in the first chair.
Yeah.
In theory. There's some other things that are kind of priority for you that we don't necessarily need to divulge on the radio that you'd like to get done. So, you know, some standard daily life kind of stuff that you need to make sure you have access to and the ability mm-hmm. to do. So that is the goal, is to get you back in the first chair. It's my goal anyway. Hopefully it's your goal as well.
Because I can still run the board.
Yeah.
I can still, like, press the buttons that aren't the internet buttons.
Yep. You can press the phone buttons because that's a phone. So, you know, yeah. So it's just a matter of getting you on a device that is approved,
right,
if you will, by your current masters.
I want to know, and I doubt this will be the case, but I'd like to know if I'm going to get time served for being in home detention. Does that happen? I doubt it does.
Good. I've never heard of
question.
It happening.
Yeah, they're going to be like, well, you're not in our jail, so therefore it's not time served. But because I was in jail for 2 months, but this is like a jail. I mean, I get to see more people that I care about.
Well, but they're not making money off of you being here.
They are. Whereas, I mean, it's $160 a month. I mean, it's not as much.
So right? they're making money off of the side things, but just being in the jail gives the jail a certain amount of money.
Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah, like $100 a week at least in phone calls.
Well, and it's a good question for our listeners, maybe. Listeners, if you're aware of anybody or you yourself have received time served for, you know, being on probation pre-trial, give us a call at 603-283-6160 and let us know if you know of any cases of that happening, because that's a great question.
Yeah, because I'm not at liberty. I mean, you're supposed to be quote-unquote at liberty prior to a trial, innocent until proven guilty.
Right.
And this is not that.
Yeah, I mean, they kept you
for... I can't even leave the property.
They kept you for nearly 70 days without any kind of, you know... And you know, even the judge himself said the whitest of white-collar crimes.
Yeah, it's just a different kind of, you know, being under control. Here, I get to feed myself, you know. But that's an extra responsibility that they don't have to do.
Yeah, their allegations versus their actions certainly don't speak to a system that respects liberty. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
The phone number, 603-283-6160, is the number you should engrave onto a stone tablet. Perhaps tattoo it onto your brother's forehead. You know, write it down somewhere where you're not going to forget it, because that's how you get on air here at Free Talk Live. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And it's Ian.
And I want to tell you that for years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses. Well, we're helping to build one. It's called liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for your community. At its core, it's a directory for events, businesses, and digital content, plus more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's also a bit of a social network so you can connect and share with others. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu. You can use code FTL, as in Free Talk Live, to get a special badge. Again, that's Liberty.menu. We've been talking about a whole bunch of stuff, haven't we?
Yeah.
What? Us? What we do? Talk about things?
Yes.
Like some kind of talking show?
Yes. I usually do this once, but I want to do it again. There's some other comments here. Somebody says the USA is about to explode. We're headed to Marxism. Civil war is coming. Somebody wants Bonnie to check out Joe Pags, who uses Twitch to get lots of tips, and it works. He's a Republican radio guy, et cetera, and so on. Somebody says, hey, Captain, I'm from D.C., met Clutch the Band in person. If that's who they are on your shirt, that is indeed correct. I'm a huge fan of Clutch, and in fact, Clutch, I've been a fan of Clutch since 92.
You've had a Clutch shirt on more than once this week.
Yeah, in a rare quirk of events, I'm rolling through my Clutch T-shirts, apparently. Right. So, yeah, I wore one last night, and this is day two of my Clutch T-shirt. They're different shirts. It's not the same shirt.
I don't care.
But, yeah, this one is actually from one of their online concerts they did during the COVID.
Okay.
Clutch did that song, Escape from the Prison Planet.
That one I know well.
And we know a certain talk show host that I'm not going to name used that in his theme for quite some time.
Okay.
And it really is, you know, it's one of those songs that after I woke up from the fog of statism that I went back and listened to, and it had new meaning for me. Like, it was a fun song when I first heard it, and I thought, oh, yeah, that's cool. But then when I came out of the fog of statism, I'm like, whoa, this
I heard that
is, you know, even more different
on
now.
The Escape from L.A. soundtrack.
Yes. Yes.
Great soundtrack.
Yes. And so they've progressed as a band and gotten more and more groovy over time. They're probably the most underrated rock band, in my opinion, that's currently out there and playing. So other folks say the host with the beard reminds me of Bones Darley in Death Sentence so much. He was a gun salesman. Well, there's...
I see two beards.
There's two beards, so we're not certain which one.
Yeah, you just look
John,
up this Bones
John
guy?
Goodman?
Yeah, John Goodman in thick glasses, so I'm going to go with you on that one.
All right. Although I'm nowhere near as tall as that guy.
As John Goodman?
Yeah.
Huh.
He's a tall bastard. Huh. Well, taller than me anyway. And somebody says, we miss Ian, we love Ian, this is his business, and he needs to make money.
Technically, it's not a business. This is run by the church, and no, I don't need to make money. I'm sustained by the church. But thank you for the kind words. I appreciate it.
You certainly were mandated to... maintain your employment.
Correct.
And so this would technically qualify as your employment.
Yes, however, I can't talk to the person who handles the accounting for Free Talk Live, so I'm not sure how they expect me to actually receive any kind of sustenance, but we'll get that figured out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you're in luck.
I'm not starving at this.
You're in luck because we have determined that according to their belief system, cryptocurrency doesn't count as speech. Therefore, you could get crypto from the accountant you're not allowed to talk to.
I don't think I could. Not under the bail conditions.
But then he couldn't touch it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Can't do anything with crypto according to these stupid bail conditions.
Yeah. All right. So I did bring in a little bit of show prep today. I happened upon this article from one of my contacts on social media. This is from arrowmagazine.com. Now, it's a lengthy article, so I'm going to skip the first, I don't know, five paragraphs or so, because it just gives an intro to some of the reasons that they're writing this particular article. It's more of an editorial commentary, but I'm going to skip into the real meat of it, and that is, what if SARS-CoV-2 leaked from a lab? What if there are long-term effects of mRNA vaccines? What if ivermectin is a safe and effective prophylaxis against and treatment for COVID-19? Unlike the questions that began this essay, the answers to these questions are not yet resolved. But the very posing of them has been considered, again, beyond the pale. Unacceptable in polite company, outside the Overton window.
Medical misinformation on YouTube.
Yes.
That's a strike.
Those of us who asked them throughout 2020 and well into 2021 have been called conspiracy theorists and worse. Our intentions have been questioned. We have been told to keep quiet. Some have self-censored, and others have been brought to heel by big tech. The powers that be at Google, for instance, had an official policy as of May 2021, which includes this line. YouTube doesn't allow content that spreads medical misinformation, that contradicts local health authorities or the World Health Organization's medical information about COVID-19.
So
to expand upon your comment.
Couple thoughts. One, what about when they put out information that contradicts their own statements? Because they've done that repeatedly.
And they're going to continue to do so because, well, I mean, even if they were the most righteous of organizations, they're staffed by human beings. Mm-hmm. And thus, they're fallible. And they're going to make mistakes because that's just what humans do.
Yeah. It's just ridiculous, the idea that only one medical opinion is the acceptable medical opinion. You can't have another doctor say a different thing. Cause,
a second opinion, that wouldn't be scientific.
My doctor has a different opinion about all this, but that's, according to YouTube, medical misinformation, so therefore, strike.
Yeah. This policy fundamentally misunderstands science. Local health authorities and the WHO can be wrong, as can we all. Being wrong is no crime. Shutting down the voices of those who question your conclusions, while not criminal, is antithetical to science.
That's true.
So I thought this was a new virus that we didn't know things about. And, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but when I don't know things about a thing that I really want to know things about, I get lots of different perspectives, lots of different opinions, and then I kind of shake them together and see what holds together and what falls apart.
That used to be like the real benefit of the internet, is you could easily go and get different opinions. And it seems like in the last year, that whole concept has dissolved into, no, there's only this one official opinion. Big tech has anointed this CDC or the WHO or whoever as the official.
It's a fascist flow of information.
Yeah.
Like, to find the differing opinions, you have to get off of the websites and apps that are controlled by so-called big tech. Whereas, and like, this was kind of on its way up before COVID, right? We saw Google purchase YouTube. YouTube used to be fantastic. Now it's a piece of crap, in my opinion.
Yeah, but I mean, that was more than a decade ago.
Sure.
But, at this point.
But that's what I'm saying. It's been sort of on this decline. And then COVID kicks in. You know, all the lockdowns and stuff kicks in. The CDC kicks in. The WHO pipes up. And they all get to work together with these big tech companies because they're all chummy now because they're billionaires and trillionaires and all that kind of stuff. And they're donating to the right campaigns for these politicians. And so now we have fascist big tech.
Yeah, in many cases, not just donating to the campaigns. We saw during the Barack Obama administration and now again during the Biden administration where big tech administrator types, big tech CEO types, are actually on the government boards. They're actually on.
Oh, yeah.
They actually have become part of the state because they're that connected.
Yeah, Biden is chocked to the gills with these tech giant people.
Right.
And one of the things that I think is really driving a lot of this is that we've seen government fail at everything. We've seen the corporate media get caught in lie after lie after lie after lie, frequently disastrously putting us into war. And when this is happening, I mean, people get scared and uncertain, and when they are uncertain, they cling to, no, there must be only one narrative. We have to have solidarity no matter what the cost, even if that cost is truth and lives.
The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. If you want to try and get your voice on this program, it's the Saturday night version of Free Talk Live. Hour number 3 is coming up next.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding
Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.